you on the return. I could barely hear you. See you later when we can catch each other better. This is M4MRY. I'm clear.
I'm clear. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KJ4WZM. That's Kilo Juliet 4 Whiskey Zulu Mike. My name is Daniel and my location is Traveler's Rest. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The top Cedars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and has an effective radiating power of 100 watts. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society and all licensed amateurs on the frequency are invited to check in. Epic bulletins or announcements for the net, please call KJ4WZM or net control. Go ahead and recognize our pre-net check-ins. Got 13 of them tonight. Got CM, that is Fred and Traveler's Rest. N4IEI, that's Isla and Traveler's Rest. KA5WLL, Leroy and Taylor's. WU2T, Rusty and Moore. KO4QLG, Chris and Liberty. K4OSH, Pat and Malden. KI4LDI, Andy on Table Rock. K4XMR, Mel and Prosperity. W4IOE, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville. KO4HKX, Patrick in Penrose, North Carolina. KM4BLH, Kurt in Greenville. KC4W, Bill in Anderson. And KN4RJN, John in Brown Summit, North Carolina. First-time check-ins or new amateurs, now is your chance to call KJ4WZM or net control. Nations Echolink stations only. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
KJ4WZM, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4 November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. Mobile long 95 on my way back into the upstate. 73 to you, Daniel, and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
That's KL4NNH. That is Fred, mobile on I-95. Be careful out there on the mobile, Fred, and we'll talk to you when you get back. You have a great night out there and stay safe. The roll call. This is a direct net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Clear intent to remain on the net for the ride to portion. Tonight being Friday night, we'll begin with Uniform 3 Zulu. Stations at the suffix of recall beginning U through Z. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
Net control. This is Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, Deacon, Columbus, North Carolina. Just check me in and out tonight.
4WZM. Bravo 4, Zulu, Victor, Mike. ZVM, Dan, and Greer, and I'll be negative and negative tonight.
Ken Kilo, Charlie 4, Yankee, Lima, Charlie. KC4YLC, David and Whitmire. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. I'll be in and out.
Museum. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
That's KE4 Zulu Hotel Foxtrot. That is Keith in Columbus, North Carolina. Next, I have KB4 ZVM. Could you come back with your name and location one last time? I missed that.
Sure. The name is Dan, as in Daniel, and I'm in Greer.
I was thinking that's who it was, but I just couldn't remember for a second. Alright, I'd like to recognize KP4ZVM, that is Dan and Greer, KC4YLC, David and Whitmire, and K4XB, Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Any other stations, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control. Delta, A through D, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
KJ4WZM.
W4DJW, that is Dave and Greer. KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley, and K1CJW, Roland and Pickens. Any other stations? A through D, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
Recheck.
That would like to recognize KK4DMW, that is Rick, KK4ONO Lorena, and KM4MOQ Michelle. They're all at home in Piedmont. Sorry about that, Rick. I don't know what I was thinking there. I had y'all wrote down. I don't know why I didn't recognize you.
Oh, thank you very much.
Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control. E through H, Echo through Hotel. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
WZM. Miss my group. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
KI4DOS, that is Gary, and K3JOY, his pretty little bride, Joy. They're at home and easily tonight. Hope y'all are doing well. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. Any other stations? E through H, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control. I through L, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
WZM. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. That's KO4JKV. My name's Duncan, and I'm up here in Asheville, North Carolina. No traffic, no comment, and 73 to you and everybody on the net.
That's KO4JKV. That is Duncan in Asheville. Are there any other stations? I through L, India through Lima. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
Whiskey Charlie Hotel, that's Jerry, and I'm in the Mobile in West Union, South Carolina. And I will be negative and negative, and thanks for checking me in. W4WCH, back to net.
4WCM. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
W4 WCH. That is Jerry in West Union. And KK4JBQ Larry, he brings along with him his wife Donna, KC4MFK. They're at home in Greer tonight. Got you marked down in and out, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. Any other stations, I through L. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control. Mike through Papa, M through P. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
Museum. Evening, Daniel. Please check in. Kilowatt 4, Oscar India Mike. Walt, up here at Lake Bowen in Edmond. No traffic, but you know I gotta stick around for some chew.
Museum. Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Name is Chad. QTH is the 12-mile river tonight, Daniel. And can you give me a quick signal report, Daniel?
Report is 5-9 with a slight hum in the background, and I don't know what's causing the hum. It's kind of a higher pitch hum, too.
Net control, put me down for comments. We get down to comments. Maybe you can help me with it, but not here. KO4NUE, I'll be clear with you, sir.
It's K4OIM. That is Walt on Lake Bowen and Emin, and KO4NUE, Chad on 12 Mile River. Got both of y'all marked down for comments, and we'll get back to you, Chad, on your radio. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, M through P, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control. Q3T, Quebec through Tango. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
KJ4WZM. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. My name is Anna, and I'm in Campobello tonight. I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta, Larry. And also Kilo Golf 4, Alpha Hotel, Sierra, Ronda. We're both in East Lee. Please check us in and out tonight. Good evening, everybody on the net.
KJ4WZM, please check in N4RLX, pilot and cross anchor. Good evening, negative.
KJ4WZM. Check in, KO4RSN, that's Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Sierra November. This is Andrew, I am down in Anderson. No comment, no traffic, and I'll be short time.
Hey, I would like to recognize KO4RYP, that is Anna. KC4SKD, that is Larry. He is in Easley tonight. Larry, I messed up your wife's call sign. I can't figure this out. I have KG4 and I'm missing the suffix. I think it begins with alpha, but then the last two letters I don't know. What's Rhonda's call?
Call is Kilo Golf 4 Alpha Hotel Sierra KG4AHS. And this is KC4SKD.
Explains that. I had the last two letters of verse. I had it wrote down as A-S-H instead of A-H-S. All right, thanks for that. No, let's recognize KG4-A-H-S. That is Rhonda, Larry's wife. They're at home in Easley tonight. Next, I've got N4-R-L-X, pilot and cross anchor, and K-O-4-R-S-N, Andrew and Anderson. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, Q through T, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control. Recognized by telephone relay, WD4DYH, that's Johnny and Travis Rest. Any other stations? stations, A through Z, Z through A, all the way through the alphabet. Last call before going to direct you. If I've missed you and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control. Hearing, so K4OIM, Walt, are you around? Please call KJ4WZM or net control.
Yeah, I'm still here, Nathan. How's it coming on your truck?
I finally got my paycheck that I'm going to use to buy my universal joint, so I'm going to go ahead and get those ordered. Hopefully they'll arrive sometime soon, and I'll be just about done to put it all back together. I need that, and I need to get my front differential gear changed out as well, and then I'm all set to put it back together. But I started reassembling my all my drop brackets and stuff like that for putting my lift kit on.
Might have bit off more than I can chew. My daughter got a 2000, I believe it's either a 2001, 2 or 3 Chevrolet Silverado that she bought with the transmission out of it. And she had a transmission put in, that's been quite a year ago. And the thing has been shifted right, not slipping or nothing. And she was on her way to work the other morning, going down 85, said the RPMs lift up on it, and it just rolled over. She had to get a tow truck to bring it home, and she ended up going, getting her another car. And she said, Daddy, that old Ford truck you got looks like a pile of junk. Said, if you'll get that transmission fixed in that Silverado, you can have it. And she just spent $1,400 for tires and wheels go on it less than 2 months ago. But the tow truck, the driveway's wide enough for two cars. And the tow truck backed it up right in the middle. Let me let the repeater drop. That morning while it was cold, and the driver's window was down, I got in there and cranked the thing up and let the window up. Just for the heck of it, I pulled down and drive and revved on it. That thing was spinning tires. I put it in reverse, backed it in there, and spin tires in reverse. I'd done that 4 or 5 times, and then it quit pulling. I know it ain't the van slipping or nothing in it. It's, I don't know nothing about an automatic transmission. So I don't know. I just hate to go get somebody to pull that transmission out. Go buy another transmission out of the junkyard, get somebody to put it in there, and it'd be something simple with this transmission in it. KJ4WZM, K4OIM.
Hey, KJ4WZM. Yep, I understand what you're saying there. It's probably nothing short of some relays and solenoids and stuff like that in there that have messed up. Very, very interesting problem there. Sometimes also the valve body, depending on the way it's set up, if there's something wrong in there, it can cause that too. Something may have clogged it, or it may have a valve stuck or something really, really simple like that. A lot of the stuff like that is very accessible. If you drop the pan on the transmission, you can drop the valve body out, and all the relays and stuff like that are normally right there to access as well. Normally you don't have to completely gut the transmission to fix that kind of stuff. Doesn't sound like it's too bad of a problem, but I'd hate for you to go spend all kinds of money on it too.
Fluid on it, and it was full of fluid because it's easy to check, because the fluid is black. And when she had that other transmission put in last year, I forget how many quarts of fluid that she bought to go in it, but it was about twice as much. And I don't know, I got 8 or 10 quarts of transmission fluid in the toolbox on my old Ford truck to go in the Chevrolet. I just wonder, does that thing have a reusable filter like the C4 Ford? You just take it down and wash it out and gas and put it back, or whether it's one of them fiber filters you have to replace.
Matt, but the black fluid doesn't sound good at all to me. That fluid is supposed to be red. All transmission fluid, to the best of my knowledge, is supposed to be red, not black. That doesn't sound good.
Being that, I was thinking the filter in it might be stopped up, but if that's what it was, it would be full when it's cold, like it did this morning. I guess I'm going to get under there and drop the bottom pan off. When it warms up enough, I ain't about to go out there on these cold mornings and lay on the ground. I'm glad you're making some progress with your truck, though. I went up to Charlotte yesterday, my stepson's, and boy, you talking about a dinner. I thought I couldn't move, and then today, I rode up to Greer to see my brother, and they had packed me up a big box of leftovers from yesterday. I picked me a big plate of that while ago, and I'm sitting here now about to go to sleep. So, KJ4WZM, K4OIM. I'm going to say 7-3, Daniel. I'm going to stick around and see what Chad's got to say, though. Yeah, but I'll say 7-3, Daniel, and I'll catch you next week if you don't get to check in on Tuesday night. Good talking to you, Daniel. 7-3.
Well, I'll try to hang around, and y'all have to let me know about the transmission thing. Very, very interesting sounding. I would have you bring it over here, but I hate to have that vehicle transported 30 minutes over to my house. I know it's not free. Tow trucks don't run on air. And I'll get over to Chad and see what he's got going on. If you want to hang around, I don't know how to describe the noise on his radio, but I'm guessing I'm not the only one that heard it. It's not much of a noise, but it was there. Before you go, Walt, did you hear it too?
Yeah, it was, reminded me of a 60 cycle AC. And if he's up there in the deer camp, he's not running off AC. He's not running off the solar panel. But it sounded like an AC whine, something like an alternator.
Over to him, if you want to hang around. I'm going to call for any additional check-ins before I do, though. So, have I missed anyone for check-ins? Please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
K4WFU, Cannon, Simpsonville.
K4WFU, Cannon, Simpsonville. Any other stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, A through Z, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Community Net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Here, any. KO4NUE, Chad, you still around?
Daniel, KO4NUE. Listen, I need to do just a little bit of testing here, see if I can figure out what's going on with this noise. Do you want to go ahead and close the net down and do it after the net, or tell me what you want to do?
I'll do that, and we can see if we got any late check-ins after that. Right now, I've got 40 check-ins. Have I missed anyone for checking into the net? Please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. I'm going to go ahead and start typing up my net report. Chad, I was wondering if you got an SWR meter at all.
Daniel, I got one built into the radio. I don't have my manual with me.
No problem. That was my other thought about it, because it has the 60 cycle hum in there, and it also has one about this frequency over top of it. It's both tones together, and just a kind of unusual combination there. I'm not really sure what causes it.
What you want to do? You want to wait and submit your net report or what?
I'm going to submit my net report now. And I'll get right back over to you. So stand by 1 minute. WZM now securing to Blue Ridge 2B Internet there. Thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s to everybody and good night. KJ4WZM.
Hey, Daniel. Hey, listen, I appreciate you trying to help me out with this. I know if you're tired and all, I can do it later. But so here's a little bit of backstory. So I tried to check into one of the Anderson nets and was just to check the other direction on, you know, where I can get on. I guess that would be east. And normally I don't have any issues doing that, but tonight I just could not make it into the net. I was able to hit it up on the 442 machine, but it was not just, he had to look my actual name up on QRZ because the signal was so poor that, as far as I could go with the check-in. But here's what I want to do. I want to test a couple of things. We'll turn some things off and turn some things on here in the cabin, see if I can isolate where this hum is coming from. So here's what I'm going to do. Let me make sure you're with me up to this point.
I got you.
I suspect I may have a buck converter giving me some problems, but I want to test a couple of things. So I'm going to put my call sign out real slow, and I need you to listen in the background. Listen carefully and describe to me what you're hearing, and then I'm going to make some changes, and I'll put my call out again. So here we go. Kilo Oscar 4 November Uniform Echo. So in between the letters, Daniel, tell me what, try to describe what you're hearing.
No problem. It is a double tone. What's going on in the background? It is about an eighth to a quarter of the volume of your voice, so you're completely audible. Your signal is full quieting into the machine, no distortion at all or anything. You have a good signal into this machine, but you have a 60-cycle hum like, and then over top of that you have almost, and it's almost like if someone was running an electric leaf blower 100 feet away and your microphone is picking up the sound of the electric leaf blower running. Just that kind of an odd whistly jet engine type sound to it. And the 60 cycle hum is slightly lower than the whistle that's over top of it.
I'm going to make some changes and I'll be right back and repeat the test. KO4NUE, stand by.
Radio could be hot. And the fan zone, it's got that kind of noise. It's like a big blower running, as Daniel said. I don't know if you've been on the radio and got it on maximum output or not, but it sounds just like one of those coral cage blowers.
All right, so I'm gonna go make a couple of changes. Just stay with me. It'll take me, I don't know, 5 or 10 seconds or so. And then I'm gonna come back and repeat the test and see if you can tell, a difference. So just stand by. KO4NUE.
KO4NUE,
you're doing that, I'm going to go hop over to the 790 machine and see if I have a problem getting into there with my signal at all. I'll be right back over to this machine. I'll give my call sign as soon as I'm back. So KJ4WZM on QSY to the 790 machine, just to check it real quick. I'll be right back. KDM, I'm back. I was able to hit the 790 machine with 1 watt of power, so I don't think that that machine is having any problems tonight.
Standby. I'll be right back. This is Kilo Oscar 4 November Uniform Echo.
Got an idea. I am going to take a video of this and send it to you so that you can hear exactly what's going on. So if you give me just a few seconds and then repeat that, I'm going to take a video of this and send it to you.
And then by KO4NUE.
Again.
So Oscar 4 November Uniform Echo. Museum KO4NUE.
Radio, Chad, KO4NUE, KJ4WZM.
So I've shut the buck converter down, so listen to see if it's still there. Kilo, Oscar, 4, November, Uniform, Echo.
Still there. All right, check that video out that I just sent you.
4LAZ Mobile.
KJ4WZM, KO4NUE. KO4NUE.
What's up?
Video. That's a little bit annoying. I'm not exactly sure what that is. So I'm going to make one other quick change right quick. And if anybody else needs to use the frequency, please go ahead and do so, and I'll wait my turn. But, Daniel, this is going to take me about 2 minutes to complete this one. So, KO4NUE, I'll be clear with you, but I'll come back if anybody else needs the frequency. Stand by. I'm sorry. I'll be clear for now, but I'll be back.
KO4NUE, KJ4WZM, standing by.
4WZM. KO4NUE.
KO4WZM.
Daniel. Kilo Oscar 4 November Uniform Echo.
Turn it off.
Set. Okay. Well, stand by. I'm going to try one more thing. I've got it down to where I think what's going on, but just give me another minute. Museum, KO4NUE. All right, here we go. Kilo, Oscar, 4, November, Uniform, Echo.
Back. Now before, when the whistle was gone, you had a slight amount of white noise. Now all the white noise is gone, but the whistle is back.
Museum, stand by.
Museum, KO4NUE. I took my medicine. I'm about to go to sleep down here. I'm going to say 7-3s and enjoy the right you with your whatever you call it. I got to go up there and go to bed before I go to sleep, sitting down here in the chat. 7-3's Daniel and Chad.
K4OIM, KJ4WZM, you get you some good sleep tonight. We'll holler at you later on.
KZM, 73 Walt, have a good night, sir. Okay, Daniel, let's try this one more time. Kilo Oscar 4 November Uniform Echo.
Still there. It's
slightly quieter than what it was, I think. It might be messing with my mind a little bit now, but I think it's slightly quieter than what it had been, very slightly. But the whistle is still there right now. Pausing it.
Museum KO4NUE. All right, let's try this. Kilo Oscar 4 November Uniform Echo. KJ4WZM. Roger that. Well, I'm not sure. I can disconnect the radio from the tuner. I have a tuner for HF. I can disconnect the tuner and the noise goes away. I turn the tuner back on, even though it's not tuning on this antenna. It must be, it must be something coming out of the tuner into the radio. But I mean, that's gotta be it. Let me see if I got a piece of tinfoil. Stand by.
Standing by.
KJ4WZM.
Hey, Chad.
Thank you, Daniel. I appreciate you working with me. I may have to put a choke or something somewhere. I was able to hear the video. Is it distracting?
That video exaggerated it a lot more than what it was. It's nowhere near as loud as what it sounds like it is in that video. I promise you it's not. It's about half as loud as what it sounds like in that video. It's not terrible. It's definitely there. It's very noticeable, but it's not like distracting or anything. And I was wondering, the antenna tuner, it has like a power supply or a transformer or something?
Straight into DC power. But I'm not quite understanding what's happening here. I mean, it's got to be. All right, stand by. Let me try one more thing. Stand by, Daniel.
I was wondering if there's a way to ground where the power goes into the. I don't know what I'm thinking, but there's. I always wonder if there's some sort of way to ground something so that it doesn't do that. Some sort of choke might work too, like you said.
ZM.
What?
Still in there?
What it was. There, it's way quieter than what it was. It's not hardly noticeable now. You have to be paying attention and know that it's there to even hear it.
Kilo Oscar 4 November Uniform Echo.
Yeah, I think it's quieter than what it was, but it's still there. Audible when you aren't speaking. So, over dead air, you can hear it. And once you start speaking, your voice drowns it out.
Kilo Oscar 4 November Uniform Echo.
No bat time. KJ4WZM.
4 November Uniform Echo.
You did. That, you barely made the machine on that. That was awful. Way down in the noise. No whistle sound from it, but you're barely making the machine.
KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. KJ4WZM. I got coax problems somewhere. The back of radio and lost absolutely everything. So I'm on the handy. And I'll straighten it out tomorrow, I guess. But maybe that's contributing. I'm not sure.
but I appreciate it, Dan. Appreciate your time, but Kilo 4 and UE, I'll be clear on your file.
No problem. Anytime. KJ4WZM. And my guess is that it probably was the coax issue. Why I asked about the SWR is when I've had difficulty with coax and antennas before, with similar situations, one time it made a noise like that when the SWR was too far out, and that can be caused too by a coax issue. I'm not sure what happened with that, but it just sounded off. So I hope you're able to get that straightened out tomorrow, and if I can help, let me know. I'll be around all day tomorrow, all day Sunday, so whenever you get it straightened out, holler at me and I'll get on the radio and help. KO4NUE, KJ4WZM, 73 to you. I'll be here all weekend.
4NUE, KO4NUE, KO4JKP.